At Kroger Pharmacy, CARE is making it easy to get vaccinated. CARE is helping you stay protected from flu, COVID, and RSV. Seasonal vaccines are available 7 days a week with evening hours. CARE is giving you a shot at staying healthy this season. Walk in whenever is best and get multiple vaccines in one visit at your local Kroger Pharmacy. So come and get the protection you need while protecting those around you. Kroger Health, a world of care, is in store. Visit Kroger.com/vaccines for more. Restrictions and exclusions apply. See site for details. At Kroger Pharmacy, CARE is making it easy to get vaccinated. CARE is helping you stay protected from flu, COVID, and RSV. Seasonal vaccines are available 7 days a week with evening hours. CARE is giving you a shot at staying healthy this season. Walk in whenever is best and get multiple vaccines in one visit at your local Kroger Pharmacy. So come and get the protection you need while protecting those around you. Kroger Health, a world of care, is in store. Visit Kroger.com/vaccines for more. Restrictions and exclusions apply. See site for details.
Back to Old School with DP and J on 93.7 The Ticket and theticketfm.com.
What up? We're back. Jay Foreman, Austin Orman, DP, the Old School crew is back in effect. Second segment of 4 o'clock hour. Recap the Royals Yankees. Now we're diving into NCAA football. Me and DP did our pick'ems. Got Austin in here. But DP, now we can kind of do some games, I guess, that aren't the headliners. Now, obviously, I think we need to take a deep dive into Ohio State, Oregon. But I think an interesting game here, obviously, as we know the guys, is Northwestern at Maryland. Because, obviously, we both love Mike Locksley. Northwestern, it was the belle of the ball last year. Up until Maryland playing at Indiana, I think that they were a sneaky surprise how well they've, I guess, recovered from Talia leaving and obviously losing, you know, two receivers to the NFL. They got him be a running back, and then like their fourth or fifth receiver turned into the number one. But then they laid an egg against Indiana, and now they play Northwestern team that has some more built-in swagger than people give them credit for. I think their offense is probably, even last year, was way more explosive than people gave them credit. I don't know how they did it, but they just did it. And now they play, and you know Northwestern going to play defense. And this is kind of the perfect Northwestern game. Friday night, so, you know, they're playing it up. Going on the road, they probably like going on the road more than playing at that little cheap soccer stadium that they're playing in at right now. What's your feelings on Northwestern at Maryland?
Well, Northwestern's real issue, as usual in the Big Ten, against a talented Big Ten opponent, is that they have to provide their own juice.
Yeah.
And that doesn't always translate. It's hard to produce your own juice at home. You're going to go on a Friday night to the DMV. You're going to go to College Park, Maryland.
Yeah.
And College Park, Maryland is not the energy center the East Coast.
You might
That's
get,
just not how it
yeah,
works,
yeah,
right?
1500
according to John Rothstein, it's the spring break capital of the Northeast, though. So yeah. It's got that going for
Well,
it.
Here's the thing. You try to go through, and again, the buzz in that weekend. Imagine this weekend, you fly in most towns, they're the college story. They're the sports story.
Yeah.
Except you're flying into the DMV on a weekend when the Commanders and the Ravens are playing.
Man. Man, we need that's the game I wish we got credentials for.
Right? And damn. And the juice is all around them, but it's not about them.
Oh no. Yeah, this is kind of like we'll just look on the news.
So this one is one of the rare instances where College Park legitimately has an advantage for the Terps. Because the juice around it, the NFL dudes all know the Terps.
Yeah.
They know them.
We know there's power in our numbers. We've seen the impact we make when we stand together. So let's stand with candidates who represent us in Washington, D.C. Not extremist Bernie Marino. If elected, Marino could make the Radical Project 2025 playbook a reality, endangering our democracy and our hard-won rights and freedoms. Together, we can stop Marino and his allies from reversing everything our ancestors fought for. Social security, voting rights, and more. Sherrod Brown always stands up for the well-being of our community. capping the price of life-saving drugs like insulin, and cracking down on predatory landlords jacking up rents in black neighborhoods. Black power is in our votes. Let's use it today. Vote now to re-elect Senator Sherrod Brown.
Paid for by Ask Me People, AskMePeople.org, which is responsible for the content of this ad. Not authorized by any candidate or candidate's committee.
At Kroger Pharmacy, CARE is making it easy to get vaccinated. CARE is helping you stay protected from flu, COVID, and RSV. Seasonal vaccines are available 7 days a week with evening hours. CARE is giving you a shot at staying healthy this season. Walk in whenever is best and get multiple vaccines in one visit at your local Kroger Pharmacy. So come and get the protection you need while protecting those around you. Kroger Health, a world of care, is in store. Visit Kroger.com/vaccines for more. Restrictions and exclusions apply. See site for details. At Kroger Pharmacy, CARE is making it easy to get vaccinated. CARE is helping you stay protected from flu, COVID, and RSV. Seasonal vaccines are available 7 days a week with evening hours. CARE is giving you a shot at staying healthy this season. Walk in whenever is best and get multiple vaccines in one visit at your local Kroger Pharmacy. So come and get the protection you need while protecting those around you. Kroger Health, a world of care, is in store. Visit Kroger.com/vaccines for more. Restrictions and exclusions apply. See site for details.
And if you're there about it, those folks end up in the stadium tonight. They end up on the sideline.
That is true.
You know, ESPN will have them on camera. Fox Sports will have them on camera, showing the Ravens who are hanging out on a Friday night in the DMV. And Northwestern, you'll get distracted. You'll get distracted. But the them your people.
You got distracted.
Hey, yeah, right. Yeah, right. That's really what it is. That. To me, it's a Northwestern can have a moment to pop, and then Maryland runs away.
Yeah.
Like, I just – they have too many playmakers in bad matchups for Northwestern. And 100% Maryland could Maryland this thing. But I think this version of the Terps is better.
Yeah.
Good enough to get them a double-digit win at home on a Friday night.
Yeah, I think the way that Northwestern played early against Indiana – was probably what they want all year. But I think the biggest eyesore for me for Northwestern, especially of what they did last year and bringing back all the offensive, you know, I guess power in their roster back, is losing to Duke. He lost 26-20. And then not being able to muster a touchdown against Washington. Yes, it's at Washington. But you knew you were going out to Washington before the season started based on the schedule. I think the offense is really lacking, and I think Maryland, like DP says, pulls away with it based on the situation. And I will tell you this, you know, this is it's an NFL game, but we're talking about college football. We got 6 minutes left, so we can just dive into it. It's Friday. We can kind of jump all over the place. Let me tell you something right now. And DP, we talked about this when we first got on air too. The fact that you've had the vision and the wherewithal to really go national, right? You've been national players. I've been national players. You got Monger. That's the lineup. But the ability to, I was telling everybody, you just don't get to play national games because you have a radio station. Mm-hmm. You got to have something with it. And I will tell you this, that dang game, Washington, Baltimore, that's what, like, if I was a player, that's what you play for. That game right there. There's certain places that you play in the NFL that you either wish you played for, right? So, obviously, me being, family from Frederick would be Baltimore or, at that time, the Redskins. But preferably for me, the Redskins. I grew up watching the Redskins with my grandma in Pittsburgh. But when Washington is legitimately good. And there's no doubt they're good, right? And Baltimore is. And when they lock up, it's an intensity of Nebraska, Colorado. It's a rivalry. It's going to be chippy, and it's going to be a really exciting game. So if you got a chance to tune in, make sure you tune in, man. That's going to be awesome.
Think of Huskers Creighton if it were football.
Nebraska-Iowa basketball, right? Nebraska football, yeah.
Yeah.
Husker. Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Right?
For sure.
There is a natural and deeply rooted toxin.
It's not even that far away.
Well, it's the thing that Baltimore will. It's kind of the thing that Baltimore looks at DC with that, the onion under the nose face.
You know what it is? Yeah. It's Oakland, San Fran.
100%.
Just right over Yankees, the Bay Bridge. Mets. Yeah.
It's Yankees Mets when it's in that real proximity where you're way too familiar with the other one. And Mets fans really don't understand why they're number two, although they really do. Like, they don't want to be the number two team.
They don't
want to
face it.
Like, they don't. They don't. The Brooklyn Nets have a full understanding that they'll never be the Knicks. They'll never be the Knicks.
Yeah.
And take the Boston and New York disdain and multiply it and then condense it into one space. Duke, North Carolina. The natural disdain of looking at the dude across the street or the dude whose backyard is connected to yours and you checking out his wife to see. It's like, wait a minute. That better not be better than mine.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
You're looking on the grill. Hey, man, that meat coming off the mill a little different.
Yeah.
Right? Christmas lights. What y'all doing?
Yeah. it's like being at a family reunion and one family, one side, it's the same, all the same family, one from one part of the country, one part from the next, and you have like the family reunion Olympics, and it isn't just for fun.
What Steve Harvey say? Sister Odell.
Yeah.
Sitting in church. Oh, he come this sorry when he
Oh yeah. You listen, when you play against teams like there is no love lost and nobody's being holy against that, man. It's gonna be a great weekend of sports and football. You know, obviously it is gonna lead the way. It starts tonight, man. I think that Northwestern Maryland game is gonna be huge for Maryland. I think Northwestern is going to spend the rest of their season trying to keep their head above water. When you look at Northwestern's schedule, right? Let's just assume that they lose to Maryland. Mm-hmm. Wisconsin, probably. That's a toss-up game, right? But because they got them at
home. Well, they'll be a 10-point underdog to Wisconsin.
But they got Wisconsin at home. Yeah. That's their only help. Because, again, they're not playing at home. They're playing where you got to really bring your juice. And Wisconsin's been suspect at best.
Yep.
At Iowa, that's a definitely L.
Yep.
Okay. You got Purdue's a must-win. That's got to be must-win. By that time, Walters might be looking for
it. Those are the last two folks at the bar, bro. Right. They got to make some decisions, right, man.
Then you know they're losing to Ohio State, and you know they're losing to Michigan. And then if you're able to beat Purdue and just say you can beat Wisconsin, okay, so Purdue, Wisconsin, well, that's just five wins.
Mm-hmm.
So that leaves you one short.
I was thinking
Illinois was going to be pushing. Northwest, could they get in with the academic thing?
They might.
Right?
They might.
You know they got the GPA.
Right. Special bowl.
Yeah. So this is a huge game for them because Maryland has a little bit of a leeway here when you look at Maryland's schedule real quick before we hit break. Right. For them, Northwestern. I guarantee you Mike Locksley likes his chances to go out there at USC if they don't punch themselves in the face, which they've shown the ability or inability not to do. At Minnesota, it's all about if the defense can hold up against the run. I guarantee you they feel like they can score. Oregon, L. Rutgers, he likes his chances, right? Because I think the kryptonite of his offense is Rutgers' kryptonite. As far as spread, we've seen it with Nebraska, spread them out, right? Mike Locksley has never backed down to Iowa, right? Then you go at Penn State, and that's a rivalry game. Now, but I'm assuming by November 30th, Penn State won't be number four in the nation.
Yeah, I think that ends Sunday morning.
Right, that's what I'm saying.
I think that ends Sunday morning.
Yeah, so then that gives Maryland a little bit more chances. So, this game is interesting because it's a must-win for both teams. Maryland gets the four wins if they win. Northwestern gets the three, potentially could get to that six. Maryland gets four. Then you got to think you got a couple in your back pocket that you got to answer the bell down the stretch. It's going to be an intense game, but I think Maryland's going to win as well.
It's a good night. Three interesting bar. I mean, we're still watching UNLV.
We didn't even get to talk about that. We'll talk about UNLV after the break.
Yeah.
Because I want to ask you about, was it Logden? Ogden? Is it Ogden, Utah?
Ogden, Utah.
Yeah. See that look on your face? Hey. So we're gonna come back and talk about UNLV, 20-point favorite going to Ogden, Utah. I think.
Oh, no, they're going to Logan.
Logan. Oh, excuse me.
Which is an entirely different conversation.
Oh, I'm sorry. I didn't know, Austin. I you know, everybody from Utah, all my Utahites, I apologize. I don't know because Ogden is where Weber State is.
Ogden is Weber. Ogden is urban. Logan is agricultural.
Not. Yes. Yes. Anyways, we're going to dive into that because I think the agriculture up there, it must be something in the manure, is no different than all the voodoo down in Louisiana and New Orleans. I think something could happen up there. Jay Foreman, DP Austin, we'll be right back.
Watch Old School.
At Kroger Pharmacy, CARE is making it easy to get vaccinated. CARE is helping you stay protected from flu, COVID, and RSV. Seasonal vaccines are available 7 days a week with evening hours. CARE is giving you a shot at staying healthy this season. Walk in whenever is best and get multiple vaccines in one visit at your local Kroger Pharmacy. So come and get the protection you need while protecting those around you. Kroger Health, a world of care, is in store. Visit Kroger.com/vaccines for more. Restrictions and exclusions apply. See site for details. At Kroger Pharmacy, CARE is making it easy to get vaccinated. CARE is helping you stay protected from flu, COVID, and RSV. Seasonal vaccines are available 7 days a week with evening hours. CARE is giving you a shot at staying healthy this season. Walk in whenever is best and get multiple vaccines in one visit at your local Kroger Pharmacy. So come and get the protection you need while protecting those around you. Kroger Health, a world of care, is in store. Visit Kroger.com/vaccines for more. Restrictions and exclusions apply. See site for details.